With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about this year's cherry harvest just underway and how it stacks up with last year's record crop. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says it will be a few months before we know for sure.
In that time period, we have regular varieties of cherries like Bing, which are going to be starting harvest here probably 7 days. And then we have late varieties like Skeena, which are a variety that comes on and matures much later than Bing. And so we'll have those right up until, you know, the middle of August, if not longer.
Thurlby says one challenge growers have had to deal with in recent harvests is finding pickers.
Drive down any road, you'll see harvesters wanted. You'll go to any packing facility, you'll see workers needed, and I'm seeing signs all over the place. So, I mean, the reality is we're short on labor, and that's kind of the world we've been living in for the last 5 or 6 years.
Labor aside, Thurlby says we're going to have a beautiful cherry crop.
Here in another week, you're going to start seeing them showing up in the stores, and we've had optimal growing conditions in May. It's been a beautiful May over in Eastern Washington. We've had lots of days in the 70s, some low 80s, and we've got sugars built up in this fruit. And when we start the season that way, that's a huge positive. Now we just kind of sit back and harvest it and hope that Mother Nature doesn't bring in a rainstorm or a hailstorm or the next tragedy that, you know, can happen if you're in agriculture.
Thurlby says estimates for this year call for 23 million 20-pound boxes shipped to about 40 countries, down from last year's 26.5 million. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.